exactly what we're doing. And then we'll talk about later on in the parak about Mustamba. He's really talking about something else. He's saying that we're talking about a guy who's his bar, his amis, that El Hazah Deikir, and still you have a Mustamba because you're sitting in El Hazah. It's a completely different viewpoint of the Mustamba. The Mustamba that we're fighting is a Mustamba that we're sitting in El Hazah. We actually believe in El Hazah Deikir, and we're trying to schlep a little Mushkis into it. That's an almost impossible job, says Rashi. That's what I'm saying. That's actually the Mustamba. The starting point of the battle, the whole purpose of Musa is to change your whole viewpoint. The viewpoint is that I'm not happy to do that. Well, the word is I'm not happy to do that, but I don't see El Hazah. I'm sitting over here in El Hazah. So after Echru, fight off El Hazah. Until a person gets to that starting point, if that's not your starting point, then we're in big trouble. Now, I'm not saying that it's not starting point to be acquired overnight. It's an avoid of a whole life, but that's the goal. The goal is what's your status quo. That's the purpose of Musa's and Shah. Let's go back. This week you spoke about the Yisoid and the Shayush. If you become clear to a person and you become true to a person, what is the job to do in the world? A. And B. What is the outlook from the Gamosa and his goals? The follow show, Omo, Pai, Chai, and everything that you're working on. What's the Muchas his whole life? What's the Muchas? What are you running after, right? If you go to Manhattan, you stand over there on the street corner, on the lunch hour, you watch millions of people go by. They're running like ants. If you look at it from the ear, what is he now? The captain of the Javan Kalta, the people of the voice. What does he see? I know what he's called now. The guy from my time, he's not here. The guy from the Javan Kalta, what does he see when he looks at it? He's millions of people running around. Looks like ants. He can't see where he's going. Where are they going? Almost like a hive. Everyone's butchering. Where are they running? There's a lot of people that come to come to include this in his line. They're focusing. First of all, is bar be honest. It has to become clear, it has to become true. What? A, what our job is, and B, where we're going. First of all, what's the idea? What's the difference between beer, what's the difference between MS? Beer means that I clarify something. I know exactly what the answer to these two questions is. What am I doing here? And where am I going? That doesn't mean that it's MS for you yet. His bar is a 20-year operator, and his MS is a 20-year operator. This is all the same time. But the two avoidances are not attracted to each other. Something can become clear, crystal clear. You can have a clear idea of what's right and what's wrong. You don't know the Lord knows exactly what the Lord wants him. He can bring you 17 rayas that El Hazah is a prozor. He knows all the way from all the Hashkof and all the Mamor, Bakajit, and all the Shapiro and Maral, everything. He knows that his barer, it's crystal clear. And it's not his amis. And it's not his amis, it's not part of Mughal. It's not his amis. Crystal clear. But not his emes. Now, on one hand, something can't become emes if it's not clear. You should know that unclarity is one of the curses of the Yitzhar. Today, the world, more than a lack of emes, is a lack of clarity. Everything's a blur. Yeah, the eret, maybe, could be, verzok. What the whole choyach of the mixture of the taboo is that everyone does a little bit of this, 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 but that, it's all part of a certain thick chom pot that's been stirred up. Not only in practical sense, but also in hashkafa sense. You know, nobody has a clarity knowing what am I supposed to do exactly. If there's no yis barer, there can't be yis amis. If something's not clear, if you don't have clear what the Rebbe wants to do, then it can't be amis by you. That's all. Although, nicely, even after the yis barer, it's very bad for yis amis. The Alter from Kelm said, the famous oath, it says, V'yadata hayayim ha'shivayis ha'elum ha'vecha. So the Alter from Kelm said that the distance between before the Vyadatta to the Vyadatta is absolute. A piece of information that a person doesn't know, he doesn't know. There's no halfway. You don't know. You don't know. I think the world is square, so then it's square. They come along and tell you it's round, so that's a new world for you. Talked out that the distance between before Vyadatta to Vyadatta is the same infinite distance from Vyadatta to Hashavasa. It's the chakram, the moshul, the chakram moshul. I mean, everyone has a clear moshul. That's something that you don't know, you don't know. There's nothing there. That we understand. So the Alter Pekom, that if you have the Vyadatta, if you know it, the distance between there and the Hashivaisa, that means the Hashivaisa is a new level of the idea. The Hashivaisa is called Yis Amis. Her is a problem. What's Yis Bar? What's Yis Amis? The Goyin said that every word in the Silsa Shram was written with Dikduk. What's two levels? Yis Bar, Yis Amis. It's clear, so it's finished. I know. What's the Teretz is, there's two levels of Amis. There's an emes that a person knows facts, but there's no shakas there. It's not his emes. It's not his truth. We spoke about this last week. We said last week that until a person understands that it's emes lamitoi, he's not going to act on it. So somebody could be clear, but it's not his emes, it's not his truth. He doesn't live by it. His emes means that it's so true that I'm going to live by it. The same way we said last week, that a person doesn't do something which he knows is stupid, which he feels is stupid. The same way a person can't have dimyanis, which aren't emes, it has to be shuvah to the world of emes. A person can have something clear and not be misunderstood. Now the question is, why is it like that? Why it shouldn't be like that? If it's a Pettenberger in his introduction to Sefer Ari Yisrael Rosh Hashanah, gives a lengthy explanation of this phenomenon, and he asks the following kasha. He explains this two darkness of Yisbar and Yisamis, and he explains what an Avodah is. If it's writes like this, Betzim, he asks the kasha. This is his whole introduction to Moshe, by the way. If it's writes that Betzim is a palate. Hello, I always say the Moshe. If you are supposed to be wrong, right? And if the bus goes off the route, and before they know it, they see a sign, welcome to Shem. Naples. There's a welcoming committee there, I'm welcome over there. And the rocks start to hear in the but before the rocks come. Right? Ready, he said, be to the 14th time, you have your article beaten. They're all listening on faith. You put your mother on the cell phone, say, give her all the space to the older brother, give the rest of all to Shmuel, my friend, and stick the flavor in top. All your friends are kids, all your friends are children. Well, what happened? Thus is, what's about Shem? Is it that it says, because what do you know about Shem? You guys are from America, you know. Now it's enough for you to hear once that they threw rocks in Shem once. But if you tell your mother you're in Shem, you already caught that once, right? She heard once that in Shem they threw rocks. What's a Shem, by the way? And we're talking about, by the way, a nervous reaction. We're talking about your knees shot to shake. You're sitting on the bus there, everyone's crying and yelling and screaming, and the knees are shaking against each other. What's a chan that? There is in the budget. If you have an intellectual idea that Shem's a dangerous place, which it is, and your intellectual idea sends a message to your muscles, which are connected to the bones, as you know, and it gives a twitch. That's why it works for those who recognize it. If the chan is that, because we created the Bria in an oifin, that our intellectual ideas have a hashpah on our will. The brain sends electrical signals to the muscles, which give a twitch, and your knees start to shake. Now the Rubbe Beis Elam, Tzadik Elam, and by then Rosh Hashanah was like Shem. He used to come into Elul, they felt the way the bus got into the wrong place, Rosh Hashanah made their knees start to shake. Why? Because the brain says Rosh Hashanah, the Yemen didn't send the message to the muscles, and the message to the muscles started to shake. That's how it goes. So, as far as that, when we get ideas, so we see that our neurological effective Witzel asks like this. He says a funny thing. Our system works. So, you know, Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, that make neurological problems, blockages in your electro signal system to your muscles. We see that when it comes to every other suffix, fake idea, the system works well. You've been spending your whole life, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, going home, Q&A, going to Apple with the honey, and it does it at the end, this piece from, your kids come home with this three things, open up, right? And with the apple with the pomegranate on, and then second grade, enter again, fourth grade, fifth grade, and stuff, your shoes in, and the rush people are steering people to what you call it. A million times we've heard about Shechem, and you believe in Mashkiach, and you know that it's true, and it's 100%. What do you call it? What's Shechem? Why doesn't our muscle, our neurological system work? So Mitzvah Sakashi says, and every other idea works. So Mitzvah says that because what we created and see us in the world, that in every area of life, our intellectual ideas have a hashpah on our body, except for Ruchnius. And that's what it sees in the career, because if it wouldn't be like that, then the person wouldn't have Bechira. As far as every idea that you've come in, you hear that Rosh Hashanah coming up, you're from Yisrael Salat HaShaykh, you never do a Shabbat again, you have a Zach experience. Like a guy goes to Shem, he never goes to Shem again. You forget the guy, actually the guys in the bus got out. They said, in Paris, they said, well, I'm going to have to grab the guys, and I said, actually they pulled him out the last second, not me, at the last second, yeah. That's for sure, that a guy who's in Azam, I said, again, not to Meron, not to Shem, okay, he's finished, he's playing home. And he doesn't want, his mother wants to pick him up. A guy who has that experience and one Rosh Hashanah, he never do that again. He never goes up again. As a trauma, he won't go up again. But the principle that if our ideas, our yadata hayom, and our shavasa l'vach will follow the normal physiological moves, the principle won't have the fear. Now, he's saying something very, very deep. But he says this, and he says this, I'm quoting, the chira is not the choice to do right or wrong. The chira is, do you choose to take your ideas and make them part of you? Because in every other area, it doesn't become part of you. And in the Rufani, it says, Ritzel, in the introduction to our Yisrael, it doesn't become part of you. And there's a gansa avoida mashivosa avoida. So the reason why the Alpha Kikam's art, that the gap between e yidia and yidia, and yidia mashivosa is absolute, is a Rufaniistic Mitzias called the Yetzahara, called what the Kleif of Ra in the world called the necessity for Bechira. But it's absolute because it's Rufanis, it's not physical. It's absolute because it's rooted in the Bria. That's how Kleif created the world. In order that a person to choose. And the real choice that a person has is, are you going to take the ideas that you know and you have, and are you going to make them yis'amis? That's Muslim. That's the purpose of the Muslim day. And that's why that was the introduction that the Pedberger wrote to Ari Yisrael, that when Ari Yisrael started the whole Tumas of Muslim, he started the whole Muslim movement, it was for this Makuda. Because otherwise a person doesn't really have Bechira. If you're stuck, it's Mitzias and the Bria, so you don't really have Bechira. What's your Bechira? You have ideas, but your body doesn't want. And when you come to face to face with an Aveira, you don't really have the cable to fight the Aveira, because the Aveira is being moshed to Guf, and your Guf isn't convinced. So there's a Gans Avoida, our whole Avoida in this world is Barer, is to clarify our personal what's right and what's wrong. And here we have Yis'amis. And there's as much work as Yis'amis as there is Yis'bar. It's a Gans Ruchni is to Avoida. And without it, it doesn't go by itself. It's the only thing in the world that our Yidiyas, Yis'bar doesn't automatically do Yis'amis. In every other Yidiyas, Yis'bar automatically is Yis'amis. In Ruchni is not like that. And it's a whole avoided that every idea that a person gets, he has to entrench it into himself and chaz it over again and make it part of him and again and again and again and again. And without that, it blives in his bar stage. That's what Ritzel says. What are the two things that a person has to be his bar and then his amis? One is machavasa belomim, and one is a person has to know where he's going. A person has to know what his goal is. I told Gaval to go off one of the mashkif, one of the balei mosim. Shteito be'etzem, two things. First of all, Rishak. First of all, Shteito, the person has to know where he's going. The guy looks at you, who are you going? Right here. I don't get that. From my position of dealing with Bochum, we have a certain, sometimes when I speak to professionals, that we have a certain code of Brian doesn't mean the person who's going, he doesn't know where he's going, he's not going anywhere. So the worst thing is that a person doesn't have a sense of that, he doesn't know where he's going. And there's another thing. If you decide that you're going to, how you want to do it? You want to take a tramp? You want to hitchhike? You want to take a ride? You want to take a bus? I said, no, you're not going to rent the car. But you know how you want to get there. So there's two levels. There's a level of, where am I going? Some form of the Bala Musa and Nerezi Gaza. There's nothing going to have to mean it. This judgment on Nefesh of knowing where I want to get to or where I have to get to, that's him, is an earthquake and a revolution in our lives. Why? Because that's him. If you think about the way we grew up all our lives, the Nefer Kavodis Hashem, if you ask us, what's your Mechayev in Avodis Hashem? How much of a Hashem do you have to do? What's the answer? The answer which is rooted inside of us without Musar is, as much Kavodis as I have. How much should I do? So we know the famous cliche, use your potential. Yeah, a person says to himself, I know that I'm lazy, I know that I'm fooling myself, I can do more, I have more energy, I have more creative, but if I'll ask you, Beseder, but how much Avodas Hashem should you do? What is my Mechayev Avodas Hashem? What's my framework? What's my goal? The answer is, whatever I can do. As far as I can go, I can do more, I can do less, I can fool myself, I cannot fool myself. On a tifa oifim, if you ask the world and ourselves, what's our Mechayev Avodas Hashem? How much? Moshe Ma'ad Avodaymer. I'll tell you a marshal. It's like a guy who's supposed to get somewhere. He has to go walk to get to a certain place. And he decides he's going to walk as far as Kefis he has. He decides he has X amount of Kefis. He gets to a certain point, he says, hey, Commissioner, he's a maybe in the oven, he's not going to get anything. Because he decided originally that I'm going to go as far as my Kefis. So he went to Kefis. He decided his Kefis, he made a Kefis for Nefesh. He's not going to run. The same. that the key that we see the Sharm is saying is that a person has to go ahead to know Lamat Sarah Shiyosim Mabotim Megamosa. What that says is has a tool. You need a whole shake up in the whole way you look at your Avodas Hashem. The Avodas Hashem is not based on how much credits you have. Avodas Hashem is based on where you need to go. Now, if a guy knows that he has to get to, he lives in Barmok, he has to get to Flatbush. Right? That's an important thing. He has enough credits to get to McDonald's. That town was plenty of people supposed to meet. Right? He has enough credits to get to McDonald's. Right? No? I guess Akasha has a million to Wilson. And we have up to the point where he didn't get to class, right? So what are you going to say? You ever hear a guy say, what should I do? A million of you, you know, may not get... That doesn't interest anybody. You never even hear a normal person talk like that. Because it's very interesting. And Akasha is the world. And I don't have the world. Everything's based on a goal. You know, I made the best of it. I had a doctor's appointment. I'm dead for done, and you arrive 6 hours later on because you said, listen, I made it, but the Sharma was saying, here's a tool. You just don't know where you're going. Where are you supposed to get to? You're supposed to get to somewhere. It's a goal. The goal's still there. Now, you have to get there. And your whole life, if it's not directed towards that goal, then you're missing the Yisrael HaChassidus and the Sharash HaHoy. And we're saying something very painful. Because we grew up in a world where they say, you're dominant, you're learning, you're doing the right thing. Wonderful. To the best of your ability, it's fine. It is fine, by the way. It is a good all the design. But Mesuzah Sharma is saying it has to have a framework. And the framework that it has to have is, Matzor Shios, you know where you're supposed to get to. If I can help you, if you're supposed to get there, and you don't know you're supposed to get there, you're moving along according to the horsepower that you have. So you're not going to get to where you need to get to. And Mesuzah Sharma is saying that the introduction to Dovah Nari, by the way, because what I'm saying is that exactly a little bit further. Not further. Mesuzah Sharma said no. So the Sharm is saying that the Yisrael HaChassidus, the Sharm HaHoida, the foundation of any of it is Hashem before you start, or before you decide what to do and what energy to do and what how to fill your day, is you have to know where you want to get to. It's also for an Elam HaZadik Azaf, if a guy doesn't know where he's going, so what are you doing? He's spending the time positively, you ever heard of Azaf and Elam HaZadik concepts? I'm spending the time in a good way, I'm staying out of trouble. You do anything wrong. Did good things, gave up bananas in the hospital, did other fine things. You say that, that's all wonderful. Did it get you to where you're supposed to be going? Well, where am I supposed to be going? Does this get me to the mountain? That's a complete earthquake in the way we run our worldviews. Because we accept the idea that there's a Ilam Haba. So Yosef Sharma is saying, no, we're not talking about that Ilam Haba is a fine Zah, but it's a song of a good Zah. That's not the Zah. The word is, that's the psicha, that's the Yisrael, HaChassidus, Yisrael, HaVoida, that the Yisrael, before you start anything, it's the other way around. It's not about do good things. So the Sharm is saying that before you start anything, you have to know, that you have to know where you're going. You have to know where you're going, you have to know where you're heading. The word is, I'm heading toward the way. If I don't have a sense of direction, it's not where I'm going. First, the psicha to all of it is, where do I want to get to? I want to get to the Mahabha. That's a shake-up in a person's life, because the word is that every act that a person does, the person says, is that getting me to Elam Haba? Or is that going to get me to Elam Haba? And that means the mechayiv of everything I do is not how much credit do I have for Ruchnius, but the mechayiv of everything I do is there's only one measuring rod on everything that a person does. Is it going to get me to Elam Haba or is it not going to get me to Elam Haba? Is it going to get me to the Dveikus and Zivshkin also that we're going to speak about next week or is it not going to get to me? Only measuring rod. That's a different measuring rod that a person lives by. And that's the psicha, and the Ramchal is saying that without that, there's no yisoy. Without a person, he's barer with a clarity, and his amis that he feels it, that he understands it, that he lives by it. Without that, he's not going to be able to build a good, you know, Vedas Hashem with Tamima, of a Shlemis Degav Vedas.